KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, it looks like L.A. is finally poised to get one, maybe two football teams. It's not quite clear who's going to win this derby yet, but one of the groups attempting to come in just kind of got a boost yesterday. It was announced that Bob Iger, the chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company, is going to be the non-executive overseer. This is the Raiders and the Chargers. He will be the overseer of their attempt to build a stadium in Carson. And, you know, I think based on those theme parks, Disney knows a little something, and Bob Iger may have know a little something about how to put a stadium experience together.
Yeah, there are two competing bids. One, the Rams would like to build a stadium in Inglewood, and the Raiders and Chargers want one in Carson. From what I have heard, this kind of puts the thumb on the scale leaning towards the Carson bid. I think that having Bob Iger on your team really sends a message. This is one of the most respected CEOs in corporate America, certainly a big civic figure in Los Angeles, with Disney being based in Burbank. I think this gives that bid a little bit more of an oomph.
Yeah, this is, of course, the Hollywood breakdown, not the football breakdown. So what does it mean for Disney? Well, Bob Iger has had, since he came in 2006, a pretty stunning tenure as the head of Disney. He succeeded Michael Eisner, who had, you know, had a brilliant run for a while, and then things were got pretty wobbly, you know. And to give one example, the relationship with Pixar was so bad that Pixar was possibly not even going to continue to work with Disney. Disney didn't own the company at that point. And one of the first things Bob Iger did was to repair that relationship.
Yeah, he bought Pixar for $7.4 billion. Some people criticized that as too high. And I think now people realize that not only did it reinvigorate the Pixar brand, but it also reinvigorated Disney Animation Studios, which led to Frozen and other big successes in that division. He bought Marvel Entertainment for $4 billion, which people said was high, and those movies, and you know, the Avengers and all the spinoffs have done very well. And he bought Lucasfilm, which is now starting to bear fruit with the Star Wars franchise, which comes out, the first movie is on December 18th. So I think, you know, what Iger has done has really turned Disney into a juggernaut.
Yeah, and to underscore that, Disney is the most valuable entertainment company worth $196.7 billion. And that market capitalization is worth more than the combined market caps of 21st Century Fox, Viacom, CBS, Time Warner, and Sony. So yes, he's been hugely successful. And, you know, the other thing he's shown great skill at is bringing in succession. We've seen a mess at a company like Viacom, where Sumner Redstone is frail, 92 years old, and nobody quite knows what's going to happen. A lot of uncertainty and the stock declining. Meanwhile, at Disney, it seems very clear.
Yeah, he's anointed Tom Staggs as his number two, and that seems to be a clear succession, barring some sort of incident or board revolt. And now it seems with this NFL deal, which includes an option for Iger to buy into one or both of these teams, it seems that Iger is now setting himself up for the post-Disney act.
And Tom Staggs is very much in Iger's corporate image, very slick, very smooth. He really seems like a natural fit for Disney. So it appears that that is set. And if Iger, in fact, he's postponed his retirement a couple of times from Disney, but he's set to go in 2018. And it looks like he's a passionate football fan and he's found something that he really wants to do. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.